Well, certainly the Fed cattle markets continue to struggle with seasonally poor demand, and especially south of the border, some extremely difficult weather conditions affecting not only gains, but certainly the consumer demand side as well. Closer to home, some sellers think that someone, someplace, must have slammed a door shut, as cash values here slipped well back of the much larger Nebraska market that at least traditionally has been a backstop to prices getting out of line north of the border. U.S. buyer interest in our spot cash cattle lurks somewhere at or near local packer prices for cattle for delivery right out into late March. But that leaves prices here some $15 to $17 per hundredweight back of the U.S. delivered values and a similar $15 back of a year ago. Feeder cattle markets picked up selling pace a bit last week with prices generally uneven, especially on some of the lighter feeder cattle where quality looked to be a bit of an issue. The continuing slump in the fed cattle market is wearing on the short keep feeder values that, while continuing to slip as the week progressed, still managed to close just under the year-ago levels, but again well back of some of those highs we saw in the early summer of 2018. Looking ahead, next week will be a bit of a long-term pivotal market. Reports for both markets on both sides of the border as annual inventories are out in the middle of the week. South of the border, herd growth is expected to slow after a growth for the last 5 years, and while improved demand has absorbed the higher production, the real test comes when the heifers, and that could be 600,000 or 700,000 of them in the U.S., previously put back to grow the cow herd, become available to the feeding sector. Historically, a tipping over that old cattle cycle triggers exit first by older producers, and then the higher cost cow-calf producers move to market with cows and calves, expanding production even further in the short term. Closer to home, similar strategies will take place, particularly due to the demographics of the cow herd owners themselves, but a move to improve economies of scale by those choosing to stay will support bred sales, bred cattle values. The Canadian cow herd, though, has certainly declined from the high inventories back in 2005, just ahead of that mad cow issue and the related market rupture in May of 2005. U.S. cash last week, 126 to 128, two higher than the previous week, 203 in the rail, and that would be three higher in the north. South of the border, though, the beef market has held steady throughout the week as the market prepared for a seasonal demand-led rally later in March. Choice beef cutouts, 219.39 up 250, the selects 213 up 236, leaving that choice select spread at 7. Traders in Chicago, another higher trade in the cattle markets with the April contract forging new contract highs in the middle of the week on ideas that the cash trade would be no worse than steady for the week. It's now the June cattle, though, now trading near 120, seem to be a bit on the overvalued side. From 1 week to the next, April, down 75, June, pretty much steady, feeders $1.50 lower in the March and 45 cents lower in the August contract. Lean hogs, April up $1.10 and the June contract $2.35 higher. Fed cattle here at home, steers on the hoof, 147, on the rail, 247 to 247.50, and that's a 148.10, down a half a dollar. The heifers on the rail, 243 to 247.50, a 146.48 average, and that's down $2.05 for the week. The cows, mostly a dollar higher, 75 to 90 for the D1-2s, at 83.14 are up a dollar, and the D3-4s, 74.33, up 33 cents. On the rail, though, unchanged from last week at 162 to 167. Feeder cattle volumes up about 10,000 from last week at just over 26,000. Feeder cattle and calf markets uneven to lower in most auctions last week, partly on quality issues that heifers and steer volumes, however, were comparable. The bigger steers and heifers come under extra pressure as the week progressed, still managing, as we said earlier, to stay at or near year-ago levels, even though the Fed market is down some $15 to $118 a hundredweight from a year ago. Looking at the pre-sort sales, the biggest volumes, the grass type 6 weights were 2 lower, the big steers over 750 were down 4. The heifers, the light heifers under that 750 weight, 3 to 4 lower, while the bigger end looked as much as $3 lower, but on light volumes. The benchmarks, those 5 to 6 weight steers, 222, up a dollar, but 7 back of the year ago. The same weight heifers, $32 back of the steers at 190. The 8 to 9 weight steers, 178, down a dollar and 3 below a year ago. And the same weight heifers, 162.81, are a dollar lower for the week and $18 back of the steers, the same weights. Electronic markets, fairly active last week. Some 900 to 1,000 pound steers at 166 to 170.50. We had a sale of some fancy EU-eligible type steers to 172, the 8 to 9 weights, 172.75 to 180, both weight ranges then a full nickel down from the same sales a week ago. On the heifer side, the 8 to 9 weights, 165 to 169, and that's some $10 back of the same weight steers, but pretty much steady with last week. The Western Hog Exchange reports their base price for their 100 index 90-kilogram hogs for the week ending February 22nd. The Ole West 17 price, $124.5, down $2 from the previous week, with the alternative Ole West 19 price set at $127 and a full $3 lower than the previous week. But Caitlin, both values in the hog industry are $40 a hog below a year ago, so not good news there either.